morning, good afternoon, distinguished members of the committee. With regards to the questions we got yesterday, I would like to start with the remarks made on the reunification of children and families and children of undocumented. Can you all hear me good?
Yes, we can. Go ahead.
Perfect. With regards to the reunification of the children with their family, in particular of Venezuela, I would like to say that ideally, the detention of illegal single Venezuelan mothers with minors should be avoided as much as possible. In Aruba, a judge will first have to assess whether a detention is lawful or not before any person can remain detained. In the event of illegal single Venezuelan mothers, as a rule, the mother and child should not be separated from each other, and to ensure the latter an obligation to report, as we call it in Dutch, a meldplicht, is then usually imposed. The mother in question will then not remain in detention, but will have a duty to report to the respective authority every other day. Notwithstanding the aforementioned, a removal order will also be imposed in most cases. In addition, children from undocumented migrant parents receive the basic healthcare, and for the mothers in detention, they get the opportunity to give breastfeeding to their baby. For those whose parents are deported and the children are on Aruba, the youth health department gives the basic health care they need. Furthermore, with regards to the comments and questions with regards to disability and health, I would like to mention that we have policy safeguarding the inclusion of children with disabilities. Recently, we opened two 24-hour care institutions, and I would like to highlight the fact that these facilities provide temporary residential care, and because they are subsidized by the government, they will be visited twice a year as part of the quality assurance monitoring system that twice a year visit all subsidized organizations, and a yearly report is submitted as part of the evaluation cycle. There are also written agreements made with these facilities about an inclusive program that will be offered to the children. The children would have to visit a daycare for special needs children outside the facility, which provides a program that contributes to their development, and they will also participate at regular social activities in the community. With regards to inclusion of children with disabilities in primary and secondary school, children with disabilities have access to regular or special education, and those with a vision impairment and the physically disabled have in some cases an individual coach so they can attend a mainstream school. Furthermore, children with severe autism, intellectual disability with an IQ score of under 40, or other multiple disabilities have access to special education. With regards to the comments, remarks, and questions regarding overweight and obesity of children, we would like to inform that in 2020, the Department of Health designed a national chronic disease plan for Aruba. And one of the actions that will be undertaken is to target the problem of overweight and obesitas among children. The programs that are given to parents and children require to stimulate a healthy weight and lifestyle. And some examples are the Healthy Schools Program, which is an integrated, structural, and sustainable preventive program. And we also have a program that's called Cool to be Fit. With regards to mental health, we would like to mention that this being a very important topic worldwide, in Aruba, we have a foundation that focuses on prevention programs with regards to the abuse of drugs and alcohol. And last month, they also incorporated a prevention program which specifically targets the aspect of mental health with the goal to make it easier for children to be able to cope when they encounter mental health issues. And the way that we are implementing this program is that this foundation, they will get this year buses so that they can provide this information and this prevention campaign at primary school and also at high schools. We also have the healthy schools in the primary education, which I already mentioned, I can see here, but the target is to promote a healthy lifestyle, which focuses on addressing health aspects, creating awareness and building healthy skills among pupils, teachers, and parents. In 2021, and this will continue in 2022, the Department of Public Health is working together with the Central Bureau of Statistics and other mental departments involved in the collection and analysis of data on births and on children living in Aruba. This that includes information, also mental health conditions on all children born on Aruba and all children living in Aruba. One of the main purposes of this registration system is to ensure that every child in Aruba are well monitored and receive the adequate health care they have a right to. With these answers and remarks, I would like to thank the committee for your questions and remarks, and we hope we have addressed your concerns and remarks sufficiently. Thank you.
Thank you.